This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, and you break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York through the EchoLink system, and I believe there may be one other station in there possibly would like to check in.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. That other station that's standing by, come now.
Yeah, be advised, that other station looks like they dropped out. KD2FPM back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. KD2FPM, how's things going down your way?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone up in the North Country tonight. Halloween here going on. Yeah, KD2FPM out here. Just got back in from a quick little walk with the dog, and my neighbor that owns the building I live in, he was taking care of all the trick-or-treaters coming through, so it's kind of cool seeing the kids come through, and a lot of very polite kids this year. I'm very, very taken back. I think it was more polite than when we were even kids, which is amazing, so a lot of pleases and thank yous. That was really amazing to hear all that, but yeah, nice night, mid-40s, can't complain too much. Know we're going to probably have some rain coming in after midnight. And tomorrow morning, you guys can catch me on the air down in Utica. Actually, if you go online, you can listen online too, WVVCUtica.com. Just click the live listen button, and you'll hear me doing the weather every half hour. All right, with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Hope you had a fine day. Well, we had quite a nice day here. It seemed like the weather held out for us and made a very good afternoon. I don't think it really got that warm, but it didn't matter. It was just a super day in general. All right, you have a fine evening. Have an excellent day tomorrow, 73. And we'll move along. Let's see. Okay, this is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob. Happy Halloween.
Okay, N2PFM, George, how's everything going with you today?
All right, very quiet, everything dark and everything here, so the kids will ever come to the door. They never have in the 24 and a half years that I'm here, never come to the door, and Halloween, I'm very glad of that. So it's, Halloween, as you probably might know, is actually the devil's birthday, and you come right down to it. And we got a temperature of 42 degrees. Temperature range today was 28 to 48. And we did have a fair amount of on and off sunshine, mostly dim sunshine, a few bright spots, but mostly dim sunshine. And the temperature, like I say, at almost to 50. So it'll be up to the 60s next week, and that's the time we got to finish the undercoating on the van before we have a more stagger on it, if you know what I mean. So with that, we'll take up less than 73. That's 2 PFM clear.
Okay, George, yeah, I experienced the same kind of day myself, and as far as the van goes underneath, yeah, I do the same thing every year with my truck. Scrape and wire brush the frame and repaint it in hopes that it'll extend it another couple extra years beyond the salt degradation. So about all you can do. Nothing they do on the road ever seems to be non-conducive to corrosion. But I guess that's the way of it. You know, it's been that way for a long time. And there are products on, I hear that would actually do the job. I don't know what the cost factor on it, but I don't see any of them utilizing it. Maybe someday they might catch wind of it and put it on the schedule. Okay, you have a fine evening, George. 73. I'll see if anyone else would care to join us. This is N5AOW. Well, we had an excellent day here. Weather-wise, I guess, really fell within the realm of normal temperature for the time of the year. Worked out good. We took a ride down to Helium and looked at a dog to rescue and picked that one up and brought it home. Very nice dog. Well-mannered and seems like it's in good health. So, we hope so. We got everything checked out in the early part of the week. Make sure he's all right and go from there. Yeah, we lost another dog last year, about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And had that one for 13 and a half years. Hated to see her go, but probably in a better place and a lot less pain right now. So with that, I'll make an additional call. This is N5AOW, looking for check-in. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Well, happy Halloween to everyone. I hope everyone enjoys it, has a good time with it. I'm sure the kids will, or have been already. I imagine most of them are back home, but I know in my day years ago, we were out until about 10, and that was it. We better be home by then. So. Okay. Hearing that, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank George and Kevin for checking in. Everyone, have a fine evening and a good day tomorrow. 73 and 5 AOW clear.
This is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. And until tomorrow night, I will say 73. KD2FM is clear.
KD2AIT listening. This is KB2KLJA for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, I-10. Currently on the 145-17, tonight we're on the 147-240 because of Mark using the pumpkin, 17 for pumpkin patrol. Patience for Arcan, come now please.
Sis. KD2AIT, good evening Mark, no traffic.
I have AOW, good evening. Mark.
Okay, I got KD2AIT Jeff and N5AOW Bob. Thank you both for checking out. Anyone else for our cup? This KB2KOGA for our cup. This KB2KOGA for our cup. Are there anyone else for our cup?
For
anyone else without traffic. Stations come now, please.
This is KB2, Mark. I'm just checking to see if I can make it to repeat it.
You can make it, Matt, but you're quite noisy. You're very noisy, but I know it's you, over.
I'm on the hilltop on my Tempon mobile, so I was just checking to see if I could make it from here. I know it's a long haul, and heck, actually from here I can still hear the other repeaters. Anyway, I won't hold you up any longer. KD2's TV will be clear.
You're making it, but you got a lot of waterfall, but you're in the repeater. I know it's you, I copy every word you said, so. KD2KOJ. KB2KOJ, final call for Arcan. Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow evening. KB2KOJ is clear. And thanks everyone for checking in too. Much appreciated. I don't know if I'm getting in. Thanks to everyone for checking in. Much appreciated. KB2KOJ out.